There's a spring break awaiting you, and well, I have imagined that your plans are set, but we want to make sure that your plans do involve safety, so we go to the best. On behalf of East Grand Rapids, Captain Rick Bukema on the line. Captain Bukema, good morning to you.
Good morning.
When did you know you wanted to be a policeman?
I think that started about 20 years ago.
That's good. Now I'm trying to do the math. I don't know if you're 30 or 50, but well,
yeah, I don't know if we need to get quite into that to figure all that information out.
Captain Bukema, thank you again for your service, and glad that that this has been a profession I know that that is needed and is important that we have. So please stay safe, you. But let's talk about staying safe. Spring break safety tips. What should be first on the list, Captain Rick?
Well, first on the list is social media. What you want to really be aware of is not to advertise the fact that you're going to be on vacation through your social media activity. As we all know, those privacy settings are not foolproof. So you really want to take the time to not upload your pictures of your vacation, and your not everybody wants to know every minute status updates of where and what you're doing. So hold off on updating that status and share your pictures upon your return and a nice album. I'm sure the people waiting to see your pictures of your vacation can wait for that. So you don't really want to advertise that you're out of town on your social media sites.
Do we bring the neighbors in into play?
I think the neighbors are great. If you want to let them know the dates and times that you're going to be gone, they can kind of keep an eye on your house. And as well, they can pick up your mail if you don't put a hold on your mail, and also pick up your newspaper if you still get one, and just kind of keep an overall eye on your house for you.
All right, continue through all my list. I mean, I trust you are asking us to lock our doors and windows, even if we aren't on vacation. Is this somewhat of a must, even here in West Michigan?
Most definitely. That's the number one thing you want to do. Make sure all your doors and windows are locked. But you can also set some timers on some of the lights in the house, as well as the television. One of the main things you really want to do is just to create an illusion that you are, in fact, home, and that it's business as usual at your house, so you don't tip off any passerby or anybody else. You just want to make that illusion that you are indeed home.
And I think we can still stop mail and newspaper deliveries as appropriate. Obviously, a stack of newspapers on the front porch is a dead giveaway.
Exactly. And even to add on to that, even if you if we have snow, have a neighbor or a snowplow service set to clear your driveway, because an unplowed driveway or an unkept lawn can kind of be an indication that you're out of town as well.
Captain Rick Bukema with us on behalf of East Grand Rapids, and talking about safety. What about the likes of shutting our water off, locking our valuables in a safe place, even if they're inside our house? Talk about this.
Yeah, that's always a good idea in case you do have any type of water leak in your house while you're away. You don't want to return to a flooded home. So you can shut off your main water valve to prevent that from happening. As well as, like you mentioned, valuables, especially if you can see them through a window or something of that nature, you want to protect a lot of your valuables in a fireproof safe, whether that's in the basement or on the main floor. That's always a good idea when you're away from the house for an extended period of time.
All right. In addition to preparing a home for travel, you also suggest the following when it comes to personal safety. So let me lead you into this, Rick, if I may. I mean, this, again, seems like a no-brainer, but we're asked to stay awake and alert when using public transportation.
Yeah, we like to use the term situational awareness when we're speaking of that, and it's really just being aware of your surroundings. And there's simple things that you can do, like keeping a purse close to you, or credit cards or cash in your front pocket, certain things like that, just being aware of who and what is around you at all times.
Don't wear excess jewelry. Carry only the essentials in our purse or wallet. Do we go to the pickpocket life here?
Again, yeah, you just don't want to advertise that you have valuables You know, you're really trying to limit an opportunity for any type of criminal activity. And there's certainly things you can do with that by not showing off some fancy jewelry or carrying a purse that's easily accessible, because those things can become targets, especially in a crowded environment. So you kind of want to have that situational awareness and really try to prevent those, you know, crimes from occurring.
Captain, can you take us a little bit through hotel rooms? I understand there's a best way to select a hotel room. There may be safer areas.
Yeah, certainly. They kind of recommend between the third and the fifth floor, which will generally keep you out of touch of criminal activity. Yet you still get the benefit of being accessible if there was a fire or other type of scenario where you could be reached from a fire department ladder. So generally between the third and fifth floor is the best. And along those same lines, you also want to just be aware of the escape routes, whether you're there for a week or not. That can be a family activity, you know, one of your first days there. Learn the escape routes and have a plan to react if there is a fire or the fire alarms go off.
What else is on your list, Captain Buchema, with a couple minutes left?
Well, one other simple thing, too, is not to entertain strangers in your hotel room. Certainly, most of us wouldn't do that anyway, but we don't want to invite people into our hotel room that we don't know. That's just kind of inviting bad things to happen. And then in the hotel room yourself, you take the opportunity to use the safe deposit box that's provided, and always use the door chain on the door. And, you know, common things like looking through the peephole when you do hear a knock. And just, again, to reiterate that overall situational awareness is always key. And that's something that requires some thought and you need to put into to ensure your safety.
Captain Buchema, anywhere to find out this information or best resources for us to, you know, to review these lists or more?
Certainly. There's a whole host of information on the Internet, but if you just want to visit our Facebook page, City of East Grand Rapids, the list we discussed today is on there and easily accessible.
Great. What are your job tasks today?
Today, I am reviewing some reports, some real glamorous stuff.
Okay. So. Well, that is why you went into the profession. Thank you. Thank you for your safety tips and keeping us safe here in West Michigan. Captain Rick Buchema on behalf of East Grand Rapids and more. Thank you.
Thank you very much.